88.9 WLRY. It is this Saturday morning farm page. Dan Smith joining us with OSU Extension Fairfield County. And always like to thank, of course, OSU Extension Fairfield County. Couldn't do it without them and our faithful sponsors. The new kid on the block and the sponsors, Fairfield County Antique Tractor Club. Great to have them aboard. Also, Bay Food Market, Hugus Fruit Farm, Fairfield County Cattlemen, Rough Seed Farms, Rise Realty and Rise Land Company, and Fairfield Federal. And Stan Smith, how you doing?
Doing very well, Mike. Very well. That's a nice group of supporters sponsoring this show. We appreciate all that they do.
We certainly do. Hey, we want to dig right in here and talk a little bit about the cleverly named H2Ohio program.
We will do that. And I know you've got some stuff coming from Connie and the folks down at Soil and Water later, right. But yeah. We'll just hit the highlights. H2Ohio was an initiative begun back in 2019 after a lot of the algae blooms became a concern up on Lake Erie and Grand Lake St. Mary's. And so Ohio, Department of Ag and the Ohio Legislature created some incentives in order to dig deeper into the use of fertilizers, which were a concern, getting into some of those bodies of water and maybe adding to the concerns for algae blooms. And for the most part, since 2009, H2Ohio funding has only been available up around the Great Lakes and in northern Ohio. Well, last week or about a week and a half ago, the governor announced that it was being expanded to the rest of the state. Now, bless his heart, he started it with only a two-week sign-up window, and it's happening right here in the middle of spring planting and as busy as a farmer can be. But there are some opportunities to sign up for some funding to allow farmers to dig deeper into precision application of fertilizers and soil testing and some of those sorts of things. So the down and dirty is we have got until May the 6th, which is Monday, to get applied for these funds for this year in Fairfield County. And that's all being managed through the Soil and Water Conservation District office in the Ag Center. So if farmers can dance around the rain and have an opportunity when they get out of the field because they've gotten rained out or something, by all means, give Soil and Water a call or stop in or make an appointment to get in there and explore H2Ohio funding. It's not a bunch of money, but it's an opportunity that we need to certainly explore. And Fairfield County is limited to 17,000 acres, which is the highest amount of any counties in Ohio. But once those acres have been committed for funding for this year, that'll be the end of the funding for this year. So yeah. Hopefully that will continue in the future. But just encourage folks to call SWCD and ask about H2Ohio.
And again, that deadline is Monday, May 6th, and you talked about a busy spring season. How are things going around the county?
Oh, Mike, it's been remarkable. The crop weather report that came out on April the 22nd reported that no corn and no soybeans had been planted in Ohio.
Wow.
I don't remember ever seeing that.
Yeah,
we've made some progress since then, so things have improved a little bit. It's getting there, but we're getting off to a real late start, so we're hoping for real good weather as we get into May and the opportunity to get everything planted into the type of soil conditions that we want to plant into. And hay appears like it's going to be early this year. The early warm weather that we got caused it to break dormancy a little bit early, so in addition to trying to plant late, we're going to be trying to harvest hay early. So it's going to be a huge challenge. We're going to see lots of folks on the roads as weather permits.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Probably a good Good time to bring up safety on the roads during planting season, seeing that large equipment out there on the roadways.
Well, there's no question. And here in Fairfield County, one of the most rapidly urbanizing counties in the state, we've got a lot of traffic. And so we just ask folks to be patient. Farmers don't want to be on the road. They want to be in the field, but in order to get to the next field, they have to spend a little bit of time traveling on the road. We just ask that you be patient, pay attention to those slow-moving vehicle signs, and understand that, for the most part, folks are only running about 15, 18 mile an hour when you see one of those slow-moving vehicle signs. And just be patient. Let them get off the road, and then you can get back on your way.
Again, Stan Smith joining us, OSU Extension Fairfield County, updating a story that we talked about. We kind of broke this story, and that, of course, is the avian flu and it being found in cows. And there's been some concern, some talk about U.S. milk and the safety of drinking milk.
Well, there's no question, Mike, and since this began the end of March, actually, and you and I visited with it very shortly after the first discovery of avian influenza in a dairy cow, and that started down in Texas, and since then it's been found in at least, I don't know, a dozen states. They're finding more positives all the time. So a couple of things we've learned. First of all, highly pathogenic avian influenza that we've been talking about since 2022 in poultry and birds can be transferred to most any mammal, including people. We've had a positive or two amongst people. The symptoms are much like a mild case of the flu. It's not real long lasting, and to this point, we're not aware of anybody that needed to be hospitalized or anything like that. They just weathered the storm like you would with a cold or a mild case of the flu.
Yeah.
So human safety is not at risk. And the other thing that's important to know is that our food supply is not at risk either. First of all, since we found it in dairy cows, we need to know that if a cow tests positive, her milk is not getting into the food supply. It's being dumped and recycled, and if it would happen to get into the milk supply, the process of pasteurization, which we've been doing for 125 years in this country, and it's been required since the middle 1980s, that milk cannot be sold unless it is pasteurized for human consumption. Pasteurization kills any bacteria or harmful virus that could possibly be in the milk if it did get into the supply. And it's the same way with meat. And there's some concerns amongst John Q. public, especially those that haven't been maybe listening to everything that's been said, that some of these dairy cows could get into the meat supply because they do make a lot of hamburger out of dairy cows that they're not using in the milking parlor anymore. But it's the same thing. Properly prepared meat, the heat destroys any virus that might be there. And so the food supply is safe. Right now, it's causing a little bit of production suppression for those dairy animals that have it in order to minimize the spread. Recently, USDA announced that no dairy animals can cross state lines unless they've been tested for highly pathogenic avian influenza. So we're getting a handle on it, but right now during the season when birds are migrating to the north, we have the greatest risk of spreading it around. So we are encouraging all of our producers, including our young 4-H and FFA producers, to pay attention to your biosecurity, wash your hands after handling birds, those types of things. Be very careful with the possibility of moving virus around from one place to another, and do anything you can to keep wild birds from frequenting your property if you've got livestock, because there's always the risk that some of those migrating birds could be bringing it our way.
Stan Smith with OSU Extension Fairfield County. So, of course, a lot of people, well, some people, Stan, will perhaps spread some misinformation or something they heard. What would you recommend? Where's a good, reliable source to check on to get the latest on this?
Well, the media has been doing a good job of getting the word out, but our dairy specialists have printed two publications that are available in the resource library under animal health at beef.osu.edu. We've published a check sheet for our 4-H folks that goes over the basics of avian influenza, and they can find that on the 4-H blog. And it's also on the front of our Fairfield County OSU Extension website. So if you go to fairfield.osu.edu, you can find it there. And other than that, just stick with the credible sources that are backed with science-based information, the universities and those sorts of things, USDA, Ohio Department of Agriculture, a lot of information out there. But what we know today is the flu is getting spread around, but to this point, it's not been a human health risk. It's not been a food risk or food security risk or anything else. So we're weathering the storm very well.
And finally, put another plug for this because it's coming up and a pretty exciting Grill Smart program, June 27th. Two Grill Smart sessions scheduled. Are there still spaces available?
There are, Mike, and this was a lot of fun. We did four of these sessions back before the pandemic, and everybody who participated enjoyed it. We will talk to folks about how to select meat for the grill, how to properly season it, and how to safely prepare it. And it blends right into the safety concerns we just talked about with the avian influenza. Properly prepared meat is not only delicious, but it's very safe. So absolutely, call the office if you're interested. And Connie's going to be talking to you here in a week or so about a session we're going to do for youth the next day after that. We don't have all the details yet, but if youth would like to come in and spend a couple hours in a mini Grill Smart for youth, we're going to offer that the day after on the, I believe it's the 28th. Of June. So 27th is Grill Smart for adults, two different sessions. And then on the 28th, we're going to be doing about an hour and a half or 2 hour session for youth that are interested.
Very good. And as always, to register, send you to go.osu.edu. That's just a valuable place, a great place to bookmark on your computer, go.osu.edu. Stan Smith, OSU Extension, Fairfield County. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too, Mike. Enjoy. Thank you.